Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your mighty love that has come in Jesus and dealt with our sin and restored us, raised and seated in heavenly places to be wise, not foolish, to partake of your great and precious promises, so to make our calling and election sure. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 3, verse 14 and 15. If any man's work shall abide, which he built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as through fire.
Hallelujah. So here we could just see again, you know, it's talking about Paul has laid the foundations and Apollos has watered it. And we can see that we've got to build on that, and that is building on the precious things of God. And that's why we, as babes, desire the pure spiritual milk so as to grow, let the word of God abide in us, and we overcome the evil one. And it's about continually abiding in the vine, abiding in your Lord, your Savior, very present help, your strength, the shelter of the Almighty. And that's where we go on. I think about the wise and the foolish virgins, and there we get the picture. So when we don't see something clearly in one place in the Bible, we look in other places to see what God requires from us, and how do we build, and how do we become wise. I mean, these virgins are new creations. These virgins are in the kingdom. This is a kingdom parable. And they're all there to encourage us to have a kingdom mindset and a kingdom attitude and a kingdom life. Amen. We are God's workmanship in Christ Jesus for good works laid out for us. And so just seeing the foolish, they knew they have to experience, meet the Lord, is experiencing. It's knowing that is your destiny. You are co-heir together with Jesus. Amen. And he works with you. He gives a message, and then the word says so clearly, and then he was with them, fulfilling it with signs and wonders, watching over the word that he gave. So that's our calling. And so beautiful, these foolish ones wanted that, but they weren't following the requirements. There were things necessary. So it's not the end of the road. It's just the beginning of waking up to what is required so as to experience the lengths, the depths, the breadths, and the height of this love that we have in Jesus, with Jesus, in the Father, with the Father. And that's what it's all about. So we look on other passages, and then we can go look in 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 1 to 11. It speaks about there. Peter says, you've got the same faith. The faith has been made available. So we must get into the faith. And then he goes on to say, how do you get into that faith? Is take hold of the great and precious promises, because then you partake of the divine nature. And then in that same verses, there it talks about that is how you're making your calling sure. You've got a calling. You've been called. You've been born again. You're in the kingdom. Now you got to hear from your God and experience him on a daily basis and move into those plans that he's got for you, because that's what he's elected you for. You were predestined and elected, very much the same thing. You're walking now in your predetermined destiny, your election and calling. And then he tells you, add to your faith virtue. Virtue is goodness. Yeah. So there we see the foolish virgins were still carrying a lot of the fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. And they had no confidence in the word that they were embracing, that they were holding on to, that would bring about the manifestation of the Lord, bring about the coming of Jesus in a new and a living way. Jesus comes to give life and life in abundance. And so they had to learn that lesson. And then it goes on to, so it's goodness, knowledge. So you need knowledge. You need the revelation knowledge. You need to know the requirements of that you're in the kingdom now, and how do you stay in the kingdom and experience the king and his kingdom in every way, not just in knowing, having a revelation, but also going on to experience, to know him. Knowing he's been aware of, able to speak about, and experience. So there's depth of knowing that we need to go into. So he goes on to speak about knowledge, then sail away with that knowledge comes self-control. So you control yourself to that. You're not like a chicken that's head is chopped off and you're running around to try and get oil here or oil there. You stay in tune with that word working you. That says that his word works powerfully in those who embrace it. So it's got all the ingredients. And these ingredients that we're speaking about here is all parts of faith. It's where the righteous live by faith. These are attributes of faith. So that faith makes you stay in goodness, get knowledge, and then be self-controlled according to that knowledge, and then being patient. Through faith and patience, you inherit the promises. Here we see they weren't patient. They weren't staying in goodness and self-control. Yeah. So this is the thing. And then he goes on so beautifully there in this whole passage. He goes on with the other attributes, self-control, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. And then he says, if you don't have these qualities, you're nearsighted and you're blind. So you can be in the kingdom, but you can be nearsighted and blind and forget that your sins were taken away so that you can have these qualities. This is your inheritance. This is your calling in life now. You've come out of darkness into the kingdom to know the kingdom and experience the kingdom and reveal the wonderful kingly attributes that God has made available to us, so as to be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And here he goes on to say, this is the way you go, and you experience the kingdom in greater measures, and then you don't even, if this is taking place all the time and you're aware of this, you won't even stumble. That's what the word says. Sorry, there's a lot this morning. Yes, I'll share tomorrow again. But this is also, it says so beautifully in Hebrews 10, from 36 to 39. He says that you need to be confident in the things of God. You need to be secure in the things of God, because the things of God are a part of you. It's in your heart. It's in your mind. It's in your attitudes, in your thinking, in your speaking. So that being confident is being sure. We are not of those that draw back, but those who believe and are saved. For the righteous shall live by faith. And then it speaks so beautifully there. And the King, Jesus, amen, he comes, he manifests. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus comes. We know the devil comes. And we experience, as you can hear, I'm going fighting a cold now. That's demonic. But I'm standing on the goodness of Jesus coming and healing. So he comes all the time. We know the devil comes. But there shouldn't be so little encouragement about letting the Lord come. Seeing the Lord, taking hold of the Lord and experiencing him. Because that's, we once knew him in the flesh, but now we know him in the spirit. So Jesus comes to give life and life in abundance. Be blessed because you are blessed. And push on into kingdom realities, because you're truly born again, you're in the kingdom. And you're there to experience the kingdom in all its fullness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.